Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A blockbuster video game series.
Coming through!
Is getting the Hollywood treatment.
I've been dreaming about this my whole life. Magellan's gold. It's the biggest treasure that's never been found.
$5 billion, easy.
Uncharted, a critically acclaimed video game franchise. It's known for its lush set pieces, top-tier actors, and cutting-edge animation. A new remastered collection of the latest games is out today. It's called Uncharted Legacy of Thieves Collection. And in 3 weeks, a new movie based on the series opens in theaters, starring Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg. Joining us now is Neil Druckmann, creative director and writer on the last main Uncharted game, A Thief's End. Hi, Neil.
Hey, nice to be here.
And Asad Kizilbash, he's head of PlayStation Productions. Welcome to you, Asad.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
What explains the success of Uncharted?
Yeah, you know, when we set out to make Uncharted, we were trying to, in a way, reverse engineer summer blockbusters. But like our favorite kind of summer blockbusters that have like really compelling stories, epic action. And then we're like, how do we build those cinematic set pieces, but make you care about the characters? And I think that's a big part of why the franchise took off the way it did. It's just people fell in love with these characters and their relationships and like these epic journeys they went on.
So for folks that don't know, I want to just explain a little bit about what Uncharted is. It's about an international adventurer and thief named Nathan Drake. And he's been described as a sort of younger, more mercenary Indiana Jones type character. So let's listen to a little bit from Uncharted.
That's Avery's cross.
They brought it out of storage just before you guys got here.
Well, there's got to be some way we can grab it.
There is just a small matter of a few hundred eyewitnesses down
okay,
there.
Okay, but we just need a diversion.
So now comes a movie based on this video game. I'd love to talk to you about this, because is there some way you need to think about sort of the character that is created by the game that you want to sort of hold on to on the big screen? How do you think about that?
I think like any good adaptation is like you take the core of it, the spirit of it, what works, and then translate it, which means you have to change certain aspects of it to fit this new medium. You know, like when Batman was adapted by Tim Burton in 89, it's like they took certain liberties with what the comic book does, but they were able to still keep the spirit of that character and what that character meant. And that's, I think, what the team here has done extremely well, is just to take these kind of core principles, these relationships, adapted to this medium, to the spectacle of seeing it on the big screen instead of playing it in your hand.
Sure. So my understanding is that this movie had been kicking around Hollywood for over a decade. It passed through a bunch of hands. I heard that Mark Wahlberg was originally tapped to play Nathan Drake, but he aged out of that role into the role of Nathan's mentor, Sully. How much did that affect the direction of the movie, do you think?
So I think, obviously, with any films in Hollywood, things take a lot of time. And you know, when things really started to gain momentum and interest sort of came in from our side and things started to move on the project, is when the creative take of actually having this more of an origin story or telling a part of a story that wasn't explored in the games, so sort of Nate in his early 20s, it introduces this whole new audience who've never heard of any of these characters. But at the same time, it offers a completely fresh take for fans who've spent, you know, decades playing this game. So that's for us when it really started to get a lot of momentum and a lot of steam.
So let's return to the game that's coming out today, a remastered version of Uncharted: A Thief's End. It's about an aging Nathan Drake at the end of his career as a fortune hunter. So here's a bit of sound from the game.
Oh, man, listen, I can't. I'm out.
What?
No, I just don't do that kind of thing anymore. Besides, there are plenty of other guys that are much more equipped to handle this kind of thing.
Neil, tell us about the Nathan Drake that you wrote.
Well, so when we made Uncharted 4, Thief's End, you know, that we're now re-releasing for the PS5 remastered along with Lost Legacy, we were trying to look at all the previous Uncharted games and the arcs that these characters have gone on, that here's Nathan Drake, this person that's really good at heart, but has this obsession. He's like almost like an addiction to adrenaline, to this adventures, to being in these really dangerous situations, and to these historical mysteries that he just can't let them go. And it's been really affecting his personal relationships with the people closest to him. And it was interesting to explore that and find for us as game makers the metaphor of, like, you know, we've made certain sacrifices to make this art. How do you find that balance? Can you strike that balance between this thing you feel like you're meant to do and these people that you love and that you feel like you want to spend time with? And it's like, at some point, something has to give. And that gave us this emotional through line to then explore this guy that's been aging, that's been doing this his entire life. And it's like, where do you want your life to end? Like, where do you want it to go when you're at the end of this journey? Even though he's doing these crazy over-the-top things, is really relatively grounded in how vulnerable he is, both physically and emotionally.
Mm. Now, a lot of people point to sort of Indiana Jones as a kind of inspiration. Is that fair? Are you tired of hearing that? What other inspirations do you have in mind as you write the story?
Yeah, no, I think that's totally fair. I mean, we're all massive fans of Indiana Jones, but we were looking at way beyond Indiana Jones as far as inspiration. It's like, for myself, is like Die Hard is a big inspiration. I remember when I first saw that movie as a kid, it just like blew my mind of what like an action movie could be and the kind of hero you could have in an action movie. He was like, with John McClane, you have someone that's very grounded, and really it's dealing with a guy that's like on the verge of divorce, and how can he reconcile this very personal relationship while terrorists are trying to take over the building that he's in. What we would do is we would break down all these in different mediums. Sometimes it's TV shows. Firefly was another big inspiration for us. And we would just kind of like see the tropes that they deal with and how they subverted them, how they changed them, what kind of characters exist in this world, and then think, okay, what's a similar world we want to create with a similar tone, but obviously create our own cast of characters that have their own wants and needs and interesting obstacles and villains that get in their way.
I'd like to ask you both about sort of aspects of A Thief's End that sort of contrast with each other, and that is, it's a thrill ride. There's lots of running and chasing and shooting and everything that you sort of expect from a game.
We're running out of room, kid. I know.
But it can also get very quiet with these sort of intimate moments between these characters, almost as they unravel.
How long have we been chasing this thing, huh? You and me. No offense to these guys, but they don't get it.
Actually, Sam, they do. They really do.
Okay.
Trust me, they've seen this kind of obsession before.
Sort of, can you talk about how you think about those two aspects of the game, those sort of quiet set pieces versus the really sort of gripping action?
Yeah, you know, we're not afraid to spend a lot of resources on quiet beats. Because if you just have the whole game cranked to 11, at some point you become numb to it. Versus what makes interesting pacing and interesting story are the ebbs and flows of having a quiet moment of like, how do we make a moment where a character is just having dinner with his wife and we need them to connect? How do we make that playable? How do we get you to connect with those characters in an interactive way?
Hey, are you happy?
Yeah, of course. You?
Really?
Versus a sequence where, you know, there's a convoy of trucks that the character is jumping from truck to truck and fighting people. And it's like, how do we make that compelling in an interactive way? And I think you got to have all those elements, all those facets to show the full kind of breadth of an adventure.
I want to ask you about a little bit of a transition, a dramatic transition, I guess. Nolan North has been Nathan Drake for a long time, since 2007. Now Tom Holland, of Spider-Man fame, is taking on the role for the movie. How is that torch being passed? What do you make of that? Asad, maybe you want to take that up.
I mean, what we found is both Tom and Mark are just incredible, diverse actors, you know, comedy, drama, action, and also fans and know the game really well, and that helps as well. I think we were all surprised at how much Tom was so influenced and such a fan of the game, and that helps. And he really wanted to do it justice, but then also bring his own fresh take.
Sure. Asad, PlayStation Productions is behind more and more crossovers. So I'm curious if you think film, TV, and games are only going to become more aligned with each other in the coming years in this way.
I would say absolutely yes. It's a really exciting time. I think I personally feel that some of the sort of best, most exciting storytelling is actually coming from video games now. And you look at, you know, Arcane, for example, or The Witcher and The Last of Us, which Neil is co-writing there for a series with HBO. The other thing I think is that we're going through this whole time where there's a new generation of film and TV creators, so writers, directors, who've actually grown up playing these video games and have this whole respect for the storytelling and art that's coming from video games. For PlayStation Productions in general, you know, we've obviously got this film coming out. In total, we've got 10 shows and films in development in total.
Wow.
Lots of great stories yet to come.
Wow. Neil, it sounds sort of like a brave new world. I mean, this kind of intermingling of all these different media.
Yeah, no, I the thing that's actually really exciting for me is, you know, games are continue to mature and evolve and draw on a new audience. And I can't wait for that moment, you know, for someone to watch a movie or a TV show and just be enthralled by the storytelling within it. And then also be surprised to be like, wait, that's based on a video game? I didn't realize video games have evolved this much. Let me go check it out. Let me go see the origin of where this thing came from. There's something that's very exciting there for me.
That's Neil Druckmann, creative director and writer for Uncharted. The latest games have been remastered and released today as Uncharted Legacy of Thieves Collection. And Asad Kizilbash, head of PlayStation Productions, one of the many minds behind the upcoming Uncharted film starring Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg. Gentlemen, thank you both very much.
My pleasure. Absolutely.
Cool. Thanks, Anthony.